Basic Chinese Course, Lesson 15, Tape A, Side 2. Now, as a review of the above dialogue, here is a recapitulation in narrative form. The same sequence will be followed, and it will be broken into segments with a translation followed. Begin.
两个朋友在一起谈话，一个是美国人，叫大卫，一个是他的女同学，叫兰斯。大卫从前是美国军人，现在在北京继续念中文。
Two friends are having a conversation together. One is an American named David. The other is a female schoolmate named Lance. David was formerly an American serviceman. He is now in Beijing continuing his studies in Chinese.
David is sleeping. Lance came. He saw him sleeping. He said in a loud voice,大卫，快起来吧，快五点了，别睡了，吃饭的时候到了。大卫醒了说，哎，真糟糕，这么晚了，我睡了半个钟头，食堂就要开门了，我们一起去好不好？兰斯说，好，叫大卫快一点。兰斯说，他会替大卫关窗户。兰斯又说，应当立刻去，要是去得太晚，人就太多，没有东西吃了。
David was sleeping. Lance came and seeing him there sleeping loudly said, David, get up at once. It's almost 5 o'clock. Don't sleep anymore. It's time to go and eat.David woke up, Xingle, X-I-N-G-L-E, and said, Gee, what a mess. It's this late already? I've been sleeping for half an hour. The dining hall is just about to open. How about our going there together? Continue. They are at a table in the dining hall.
他们两个人在食堂坐在桌子那儿吃饭呢。兰斯说，对不起，大卫，我想问你一件事情。他就问了大卫，他的中文是在哪儿学的，也告诉大卫，他说中国话说得很好。
大卫说，哪里哪里，你太客气了。大卫就告诉兰斯，他从前是一个美国军人，他以前在美国国防语言学院念中文。他又告诉兰斯，那个学院在美国加州，在蒙特瑞。他问兰斯，知道不知道旧金山在哪儿？大卫告诉兰斯，从旧金山到蒙特瑞去，要是开汽车去需要三个半钟头。
The two of them were sitting there at a table in the dining hall, eating, when Lance said, Excuse me, David, I want to ask you something. She then asked David where he had studied his Chinese and told him that he spoke Chinese very well. David said, Not at all, not at all. You are too polite. He then told Lance,that previously he was an American serviceman and that he formerly studied Chinese at the U.S. Defense Language Institute. He also told Lance that the institute was in California, USA, in Monterey. He asked Lance if she knew about San Francisco, and David told her that from San Francisco going by car to Monterey would require 2.5 hours.
兰斯又问大卫，他在那个语言学院生活怎么样？问他生活紧张不紧张？他也问大卫，那个学校 是不是就教语言？大卫说，对了，他们那儿就教语言，也教很多国的语言。大卫又说，学校里的学生都是军人，告诉兰斯，他从前也是军人。他说，那儿的生活很紧张，他们学生早上都起得很早，晚上睡得很晚，每天从早到晚都是念书。
Lanza then went on to ask David what life was like there at that language institute and whether life there was hectic or not. She also asked if the institute taught languages only and nothing else. David said that this was correct. They only taught languages there and taught the languages of many countries. David also said that the students there were all military personnel and told Lanza that previously he too was a serviceman. He told her that life there was indeed hectic, that the students there got up early every morning and went to sleep late at night, and that they did nothing else but study from morning to night.
兰斯告诉大卫，他知道那个学院是很有名的，他也早就听说了。他还有一件事情要问大卫。他说，他听说美国学校里都用电子计算机。他问大卫，他们是不是也用电子计算机学中文？大卫说，他在美国国防语言学院念书的时候，中文系没有电脑，所以他没用电脑学中文。可是他告诉兰斯，他在那儿的时候，他听说有好几系想立刻就要用电脑。大卫也告诉兰斯，电脑是很有用的东西。兰斯说，他想要是用电脑学写汉字，一定写得很快。大卫说，他也是这么想。大卫告诉兰斯，美国、中国、日本跟台湾都有这种能写汉字的电脑。大卫也说，这种东西学校里很需要。他告诉兰斯，他写汉字写得很慢，也写得很难看。
Lanza told David that she knew that the institute was very famous and she heard about it long before this. She had something else she wanted to ask David. She said she had heard that American schools were all using computers and asked David whether or not he had used a computer in learning Chinese. David said that when he was at the DLI studying Chinese, the Chinese department didn't have any computer to study Chinese. But he said that while he was there, he had heard that quite a number of departments were just about to use them. David also told her that computers were very useful things. Lanza said that she thought that if one used a computer to learn to write Chinese characters, then learning them would be very fast. David said that he thought the same thing. David told Lanza that America, China, Japan, and Taiwan all now had this kind of computer that could write Chinese characters. And David continued that this kind of thing was very much needed in schools. He told Lanza that he himself wrote Chinese characters very slowly and wrote very ugly-looking characters.
兰斯说，他想大卫写的汉字不一定难看。他说，他也想语言学院的学生都写得很好。大卫告诉他，这个不一定。大卫说，写汉字必得常常练习。他说，学院的学生，有的学生常常练习，所以他们写得很好。可是他 他自己不是那种人，他不喜欢常常练习写字。他说他喜欢唱中国歌，也会唱几个中国歌，所以他常常练习唱。兰斯说他喜欢唱歌，他说他想大卫一定唱得很好。他问大卫能不能小声唱一个，大卫说喜欢唱歌的人不一定唱得好。他也说他就唱得不好，可是他告诉兰斯要是他真的要听他唱，那么他们两个人应当一起唱。
Lanza said that she didn't think that David necessarily wrote Chinese characters badly, and that she thought that the students at the Institute all could write very well. David said that to write Chinese characters, one must constantly practice, and that some of the students at the Institute practice frequently, but that he didn't like practicing a lot. He said that he liked to sing Chinese songs, and that he knew how to singa few Chinese songs, and so constantly practiced singing. Lanza said that she too liked to sing, and she was sure that David definitely was a good singer. She asked David if he could sing one softly then and there. David said that it wasn't necessarily true that someone who liked to sing was a good singer, and he said that he himself wasn't a good singer, but he told Lanza that if she really wanted to hear him singthen the two of them ought to sing together.
这个时候兰斯看他的手表说，糟糕了，他的表一定是慢了。他叫大卫看食堂的钟，他说吃饭的时间早过了，他们应当走了。他叫大卫快回去继续睡觉，他说他知道大卫喜欢睡觉。大卫说好，我们快点走吧，因为食堂立刻就要关门了。大卫又说那个时候回去睡觉太早一点，他问兰斯要不要先到公园去走走。大卫说公园里头没有人，他们两个人可以在那儿唱歌，也可以大声唱，因为没有人听。
At this point, Lanza looked at her wristwatch and said, "What a mess. Her clock must be slow." She told David to look at the dining hall clock and said that mealtime had long ago passed and that they ought to leave. She told David to hurry and go back and continue his sleeping, that she knew he liked to sleep.David said that it was a little early to go back at that point to sleep. He asked Lanza whether or not she wanted to go to the park for a walk. He said that at that time of day there wouldn't be anyone in the park, and the two of them could sing, and could sing loudly, because there would be no one there to hear. End of Lesson 15, Tape A, Side 2.